Sounds of Mike Frost Jazz. And Brennan Francois helping us understand how to live dynamically. So you got a couple of keys for us.
I've got many keys to dynamic living. You know, when I was a boy, my dad had a key ring. And on that key were lots of keys. And I always wondered, you know, why do you have so many keys, Dad? And he says, that way I can open up a lot of doors. You know, we're often locked out. And we're kept from realizing our full potential because we allow somebody else to keep the key to our success in their pocket. And what dynamic living is attempting to do is to give individuals the keys to success that they can use to unlock the doors and no longer be shut out. And so one of the things that I like to share today is that's a little secret most folk don't know. Carl, I can't swim.
Okay.
No, I can't. But I water ski, I rock dive, I whitewater raft, I do any and everything you can do in the water, but Carl, I can't swim. You know how I do it?
How do you do it?
I put on a life jacket. That's right. I put on a life jacket. Oftentimes, there are things that we can't do in life, and we focus on what we can't do. But rather than focus on can't, why not be a can-do person and figure out how it can be done? I think it's time for us to stop focusing on the problem and start searching for a solution. And there are many solutions. And so the solution to my I can't swim problem was simple. It's a life jacket. Because as long as I have that life jacket on, Carl, I might go down, but I won't stay down. That life jacket helps me to come back up. And so one of the dynamic living keys that I want to point out today is rather than focusing on what you cannot do, figure out what's possible and what it will take to make that thing happen. It's not impossible. It's just an opportunity for you to find a way to make it happen. Mm.
And so, again, this was where you were sharing with us earlier, using that mind.
Yes.
Thinking through. Empowerment beginning with how we think.
Yes, most definitely. It starts there. And if you limit yourself, you know, we live in a world where the short-sighted belief of other people already going to limit you. It seems sometimes the world's against you. Yeah. Well, don't you be against yourself. I call it being ugly. U-G-L-Y. That's a dynamic living acronym, which means you got to love yourself. When nobody else loves you, when nobody else believes in you, when nobody else is investing in you, believe in yourself, love yourself, invest in yourself, and recognize all of the possibilities that God has planted on the inside of you.
And I'm thinking, okay, love myself, believe in myself. Am I being self-centered to think like that?
Well, that's a great question, Carl. You know, the Bible speaks of two great commandments. One, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, when we hear that second commandment, we hear love your neighbor, and we stop there. But it says love your neighbor as you love yourself. The reason we don't love other people is because we don't have a healthy love for ourselves. Really, God first, me second. You've got to take care of you. If you've ever flown on a plane, the flight attendant will give you pre-flight instructions. Yeah. And they'll say if the cabin loses oxygen pressure, mask will come down from above, from the overhead bin. Mm-hmm. If you're traveling with somebody who needs assistance, they'll tell you, put the mask over them first, right?
Wrong.
They say, put the mask over yourself first. Yes, now, sir. The first time I heard that, I thought, well, that's kind of selfish, isn't it? Shouldn't I take care of the person beside me, especially if they need help? What if I'm traveling with my child or my mother or somebody that needs my assistance? No. Put it over yourself first. Here's why. Because if in the process of attempting to help someone else, you pass out, you're not able to help them or yourself. Yeah. The same is true in dynamic living. It's imperative that you love you and you take care of you and you focus on making you the best you can possibly be. And when you do that, you then, Carl, are equipped to be a blessing to other people.
I like that. Equipped to be a blessing to other people in this hard to be a blessing to other people if we're severely incapacitated or, worse yet, flatlined, as you mentioned earlier.
Exactly. Recognizing, you know, who you are. That's a great question. Do you know who you are? And sometimes we think, well, if I don't have a high-paying job, or if I don't live in a certain neighborhood, or if I don't wear a certain brand of clothing, that I'm not valuable. But dynamic living reminds every person that regardless of how big you are or how small you think you might be, every person has immense value. Carl, I learned that the hard way. One night I decided to go to the kitchen because I wanted to get something to eat, but I didn't want to wake all the way up. And so I didn't turn the lights on. Now, I've walked from my bedroom to the kitchen hundreds of times. I know the route there. Mm-hmm. I don't need the lights on. And so I began to make my way to the kitchen, and I stubbed my toe on something that one of my children left in the middle of the floor. Mm. Now, when I stubbed my toe, you know what I did, right?
Grab that toe.
No, I said to that toe, that's just a little toe. It doesn't matter. I can go on to the kitchen and get myself something to eat because that toe is not important at all. No, you're right. You're right, Carl. All of a sudden, every part of my body became concerned about that toe.
Yes, sir.
My hands became concerned because they reached down to caress it. My knees became concerned because they buckled. My eyes became concerned because they filled with water. Every part of me was concerned about that toe. I learned that night that even my little toe had value to my entire body. Mm. And the same is true for you. Whoever you are listening, friend, you are valuable and you are important. And when others do not recognize your immense value, you recognize it in yourself. Where did it come from? Well, God gave it to you. When you were created, when you were born, God planted within you the seed of greatness. And if you nurture that seed and water that seed and allow the sun to shine on that seed of greatness will sprout and you too will fulfill your purpose that God has given for your life.
I tell you what, I really appreciate the fact that you keep reminding us that we have value simply because we are. God created us, and we are. That said, when I'm looking at me, someone else is looking at themselves, she's looking at herself, he's checking himself, and trying to really discover, who am I really? What is my value really? Are there specifics that we're looking for that confirm I do have value?
Well, one of the things that is important for us to do is to not judge ourselves by what other people think. Now, having said that, everybody needs somebody.
Yes, sir.
There's an old Temptation song that I listened to. It's actually on the flip side of a song called Ball of Confusion, which was the popular song.
Yeah.
But if you flip the 45 over back in the day, there was a song on the flip side called Everybody's Got Something But Me, I Ain't Got Nothing.
Mm.
And sometimes we go through life thinking that way about ourselves, that you know, everybody has something but me, but you have somebody too. And for you to determine who your cheerleaders are, Who's in your corner? Who are the people that will push you forward and elevate you? Who's your Aaron and your her who will hold up your arms when you're feeling weak? You need people like that in your life. But before you even get to those people, it's important for you to look at yourself in the mirror and recognize who you are. Now, Carl, I'm going to tell you a story. And when I tell you this, you're going to say, Brennan, why would you lie to me this way? But this is not a lie. This is the absolute truth. When I was young, Carl, you're not going to believe this. I'm telling you, you're not going to believe it. But when I was young, people would tell me this all the time. And it's going to be hard for you to wrap your mind around this. But people would look at me and say, you're so ugly. And I know, Carl, I know it's hard. It's hard for you to conceive that folk would say something like that to me. But they did. As a matter of fact, one day my brothers would tease me, Ben and Byron, about how ugly I was. And they teased me so I started crying and I ran out the house. And I ran into the yard and my mom was coming into the yard and she thought I was hurt. She said, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I said, they're calling me ugly. And my mother looked at me, Carl, and she said, beauty is skin deep, ugly to the bone. When beauty fades away, ugly holds on. I went, oh! wrong? She said, what's wrong now? I said, my own mama just told me I'm going to be ugly my whole life. And I thought, Carl, I was ugly. Mm. When I go to the mirror to brush my teeth, I said like Miss Seeley in The Color Purple, you sure is ugly. That's what I would say to myself. Mm. And then one
believing
day.
Believing what you'd heard.
Yeah.
Believing what you'd been
believing
told.
What I was being told by other people. And then one day, and I don't know when or why it happened, but I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, you're not that ugly. And then I can't tell you how much time went by, but I looked at myself and I said, you're pretty good looking. And then one day I looked at myself and I said, you are downright handsome. And you know what, Carl? I've been downright handsome ever since. It started with a change in my mind. Nothing about my face has changed. This is the same face I had when I was young. The thing that changed is the way I saw myself. Can you see yourself the way God sees you? Rather than the way these haters in the world will see you.
Yeah.
You've got to have the ability to see beyond the veil and to recognize your own value when no one else does. And I promise you this, God will plant good people in your life who will encourage you along the way.
When we come back, can you help us with two things? One, how we can be empowered to develop the willingness to see ourselves differently. And then secondly, how we can discover the right people to connect with.
Happy to do it.
All right, Brennan Francois and I will be right back.